I'm bouncing off your speakers. Hey, everybody. This is Life is Awkward with Katie Hamilton and Sam Cozell. We have special guests and all kinds of wavelengths to share with you. And now your host, Katie Hamilton.
You're listening to Life is Awkward. I'm Katie, and we have a special guest with us today that's going to be talking about a wide variety of things. I'm going to let him introduce himself to you all.
Hi. My name is Kai McCloskey. I'm weird. I'm awkward. Like, I guess that's what the show is about. I guess that's the best way I can describe myself. I haven't, you know, this is my first time kind of in a couple years actually getting back on radio. So I'm really, like, excited and ecstatic that you guys even, like, invited me to be a part of this and, you know, kind of getting my voice out there again. So I want to, you know, give a special thanks to both Katie and Sam for allowing me the opportunity to come back on and give some really cool insight about music.
Of course. Yeah, we're happy to have you. So,
super excited.
I know you mentioned, like, music plays a big part of your life. I mean, it plays a part of a lot of our lives because we hear it every day. We're listening to it. I almost, like, sometimes I'm like, I listen to music so much, and if I'm feeling a certain way, I'm just like, will this music enhance what I'm feeling, or will it make me feel better, or will it, like, keep me in that feeling?
Right, and, you know, even, like, with that, you know, we were talking off air earlier, kind of about how, you know, music is, you know, a vibration. Music is something that really does, you know, generate so much into your overall life. Like, you know, for example, I don't want to be too explicit on some of the things I said, because, like, I can be vulgar, so I'm going to keep it as PG as possible. But, you know, whenever somebody is coming out with, you know, a new hit song and you're hearing it on the radio and it sounds catchy and it sounds, you know, really cool, and it might be like a rap or whatever, you know, I feel like there's a lot of music artists that, like, have a way of, you know, putting out negativity but making it and sugarcoating it to sound like bubblegum pop. Like, for example, Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People. I loved that song for a very long time, but, you know, hearing the lyrics, you know, better run, better run, better run for my gun, you know, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I'm like, why is that something I'm listening to? Because a lot of the times, you know, there's moments where you're reflecting the music that you're listening to in your life, like that breakup song. Why are you still listening to that breakup song when you're in a really good, healthy relationship? Mm-hmm. You know, life imitates, like, I have a friend here, you know, he just said, you know, life imitates, you know, like, the music that you are currently listening to, and it's attracting whatever you're putting out.
No, I can see that, because sometimes, like, I'll listen to things and I'll be like, wait, is that actually happening in my real life? Like, she's singing about it, or, like, he's singing about it, and I'm like, is that happening? So I feel you on that. I don't know your thoughts, Sam.
Oh, I totally agree. We're like, I think the music these days is secondary to, like, the image of the person that they're outputting, you know? And so all the music, it doesn't matter, like, if it's flawed or if it's bad energy or, like, it's all part of this image that they're creating, like, idols, literally. Like, we have television shows about creating idols, and, like, it's more about the idolization than sort of music, I would say. And it's been that way since they've been manufacturing, like, boy bands, and, like, all these girls are so, like, obsessed with the boy, you know. It creates, like, a singular dimension, or, like, a very flatter plane of existence without even knowing it. And then, you know, everyone feeds into it, and it's hard not to get caught up in it, especially when they're using catchy tunes, like you're saying, man. Like, it's, and it's all very scientific too, so it's hard to not get caught up in it.
Like, a thing on mental health, like, you, I don't know if you're going to touch on it all, but, like, there are people where they have listened to music and they are in, like, a certain state, and I know there's, like, studies, like, did the music actually bring them out, or did it like make them more depressed? And
right, you know, with my mental health and like what I go through, and like this is just my own personal experience, and mind you, everybody's personal experience is different. I've actually lost friends over music before, just due to the fact that like I, you know, have struggled with, you know, just coming out of being in a really bad, you know, relationship with somebody, or like PTSD. Like, I'm not gonna you know, put out there like every single thing that I've been through, but like people get triggered very easy, and you know, if somebody's, you know, playing that catchy song that's like suicidal, and I'm like, I don't want to listen to a song about being suicidal. Like, I don't want to listen to, you know, that. So like, if I'm at somebody's house, I understand that, you know, like, you are gonna play whatever you want, but like, you know, it's also good to keep in mind, like, whenever you are playing certain music, like, I, when somebody gets into my car and they don't like what I'm playing, if it reminds them of like something that was sad, I'll turn it off. Like, just, you have like respect for said other person. You know, like, I, you know, got really triggered one time to where I was talking to somebody, and, you know, I was really in this like really bad PTSD state of mind, and I said, hey, can you please turn that off? And they're like, no, you could leave. So I did. And so, you know, you can pick and choose your battles, and you can pick and choose your music. And I think it's important to, you know, remember at the end of the day that you can't change somebody else's music taste. You can't change anybody. You can only change the people that you surround yourself with, and you can only change the music that you listen to.
I think it's also really important to note, though, like, when these artists are writing these songs and, like, when they're creating this music, they are probably in that state, and they probably are thinking these things and are going through these things, and that's why they are writing them. I found an interesting quote from Hailee Steinfeld once, and she was saying it's interesting because, like, you write these songs about someone or like a state that you're feel like that you're in when you're writing these songs, and then you record them, and then you start singing them live and like doing concerts with them, and like it was so long ago, but then you're bringing back all these memories that it's like weird, you're reliving it because like you're out of that state, but then months down the road you have to come back and get back in that state and sing them about this person or whatever that you might have healed from, but now you're opening it up again. So it, like, just like from the artist's perspective also, like, I think what they're writing.
Do you have the quote?
I could try to find it. I know I read about it the other day, and I was just like, yeah, that's really interesting actually.
Yeah, it's like artists, you know, they when they're going through something, they have to get it out to get past it. But maybe it's not something that should be replayed over and over and over again, you know, for the masses or for themselves, you know.
Well, yeah, like Britney Spears, she just had her anniversary for Oops, I Did It Again 20 years ago. And people are like, yeah, sing the song. Sure, like that was 20 years ago. I'm trying to see if I can find her thing. Because I know, like, Hailee Steinfeld just came out with that, like, whole, like, CD of, like, 4 or 5 part CD of all this stuff. If I find the quote, I'll send it to you. It was on
some
magazine article.
I love her in general anyway. I like her music. You know, another big thing, though, that I want to put out there, too, is that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, music is just music. And I think that, you know, it's good to, including, like, whenever you're putting your feelings on paper or you're writing that song and it's, like a hit single because it's, like, you're really hitting all parts of your emotions and, like, things like that. But, like, sometimes I feel like whenever you're reflecting those parts of yourself, it can, you know, even, like, if you're listening to, like, for example, I was riding down the road and, you know, I love listening to the radio station that you're on, Katie, but there's times where, you know, you guys will play a song, and by the way, you play some really good music whenever you're on air, but
that's, you know, not me, but
whenever you're on air, you know, I'll listen to like some things, but like whenever like Louis Capaldi, like, I love his voice and I love his music and I love what he can do with it. but like there's certain Lewis Capaldi songs that I just have to turn off because it will put me in that state of like remembrance of like being sad or like whatever. And like another thing though too is like I think that it's important to like, you know, for a long time I was always like positive, but then like I got to that point where I was so positive that I was like negatively positive, if that makes any sort of sense. Like I feel like, you know, you can, you know, be a good person and you can, you know, have your opinions, but whenever you're like, you have to, you know, be happy, you know, whatever, and like sometimes people just don't want to feel happy right now, like in that sense of like, you know, your mom just passed away or your grandma just passed away and they're listening to music that like reminds them of like, you know, the sad and whatever, and like you want to feel those emotions. Like there are times where I was, you know, just stopping like feeling, like if I was sad I'd turn on a happy song because I didn't want to feel sad. And recently I've, you know, come to realize that it's healthy to feel sad. It's healthy to feel like, you know, those emotions. Like you don't have to cut those off. Like it's healthy to have a balance.
Yeah, and you need to feel those emotions, otherwise they'll bottle up in you. Like I know, like sometimes I'm just like, I just need to cry. Like I just need to like let it out, and like it's okay to do that. Like you have to like have all emotions. Like maybe you shouldn't necessarily be super angry, but it's okay to get angry at things. It's just how you control that anger or how you control that sadness.
Right.
And listening to music can do that. It can be like an outlet. Like I know, like if I'm feeling angry, maybe I'll listen to an angry song then do something that I'll regret.
Sam, now I am curious on your opinion of, you know, what we're talking about though too, because, you know, I feel like at the end of the day, you know, everybody, you know, there's three of us here talking, and it's really nice to get insight on, you know, feeling, you know, those emotions. Have you ever just, you know, not wanted to feel? I mean, has anybody just ever not wanted to feel something?
That's funny you asking that. That is so funny you asking.
Yeah, I mean, I think in general, I don't feel a whole lot in general, and I don't think I feel enough. It's definitely more this observer analytical brain that I have, and it's also like a distancing thing where like if you feel, it's gonna be kind of painful and it's gonna be a little weird. But I think it's just because I'm not used to it. I'm more used to pain or struggle or trauma, and I'm just more comfortable in that area. And it's gotten to the point where the comfortableness is like okay. And so I've been reintroducing like feeling stuff, and I've gotten times where it's just like where it was like 4 years, and I was like, man, I haven't cried in like 4 years. I should really just cry. Like this, I was going through a rough time, and I was just like, why can't I just cry? If I could cry, I could let it all out. And I literally just sat in a chair and was like, I'm gonna sit here until I cry, and it happened. And I cried for like, I don't even know, like 10 seconds, and I just kind of cried, and then I felt so much better. And so I think there's a defensive mechanism that kind of turns on when you've gone through trauma, where it just, like the shields go up, and, you know, when you're kind of ready to reintroduce yourself to stuff, you can do it. Sometimes you let the shields down, and then, like, you realize, still too sensitive, and so, and just like anything is okay, you know. I think that's once you start getting into things like, oh, I shouldn't be feeling this right now. This must be something wrong with me. Like I shouldn't be feeling this. I shouldn't be feeling that. That's that's nothing that, you know, it's not like real, you know, and like. It's just, it's really difficult to get to a point where you're letting go of stuff, just because it's not really, it's more of a Eastern philosophy thing. Western philosophy is more Christian, and it's guilt, and it's keep it in and tell it to your pastor in a box, you know. You know, that's not our methodology, but that is the methodology that still kind of ripples through our society. And it's something, you know, as we become less religious, we still have to realize that those are the practices that is our current, that still affect our current culture, and it's not our fault. We don't need to feel the guilt and all that, because we're kind of going through a period of transition in terms of society in general. So yeah, I'll stop my ramble there. And what kind of, does that any of that resonate with you, Kai, or am I just rambling?
It definitely resonated with me though, because like, I have, you know, dated somebody in the past who never wanted to like to portray his feelings, and you know, like I'd cry. I'm a crier. Like I
See, I'm jealous. I'm jealous of people that can cry. I'm like, how do you do that?
Why
do
you say that? Because like, you know, you say, oh, I'm so jealous of crying. Like, you know, I'm so jealous of like the fact that you can't like. Stop it, like for 5 minutes, that'd be wonderful. Like, I think vulnerability is scary to people. I think being, feeling, you know, open scares people. And like a lot of times, like even like, I have a lot of people who, I'm very big with philosophy and, you know, astrology, you know, things like that. And like, I'm really good at reading people, and like, you know, they get intimidated by me, by, you know, being able to feel everything. And there's sometimes that I'm just like, I don't want to feel everything, because like being very empathic, like I'm like, I feel people's emotions when they don't even know that they're feeling that way. Like I am very into being able to hypnotize people, and I've hypnotized people in the past to where they would come out and like act a certain way, and then would come out with like past trauma when I'd hypnotize them about like, you know, like their physical abuse from their like family member that they've had, or, you know, anything to that extent. And like, I feel like music and, you know, hypnosis and a lot of things like that also interconnect with, you know, how you're psychologically, you know, molded as a person. I think that it's important to remember that, you know, everything that you don't want to feel is going to be felt, and everything that you are feeling sometimes you don't want to feel, and that it's okay because we're human.
Yeah, it's easy to forget. I always forget that I'm human sometimes. At the end of the day, it's pretty cool to be human. I'd take human over like sea slug or something, you know. Robot, yes. When you talk about hypnosis, this is something that, what goes into that? Is that like something where they were like, yes, please hypnotize me? Or was it just something, oh no. I was just asking about the hypnosis. Like, you said it happens accidentally, or like, how, is that something where they ask you to hypnotize them, or is this just something have like an effect on them?
Whenever I first started getting into hypnosis, I actually didn't even realizing I was hypnotizing people. I would call myself a psychic. I would call myself a spiritual practitioner, because like I don't believe in like a set religion for myself. I, you know, study multiple religions. I study multiple, you know, sciences and, you know, things like that. And, you know, how I correlate science with religion and everything and whatever. But to answer your question, how I ended up coming into it was, for a long time, I felt like I was cursed. Like, I would notice, like, patterns of things happening over and over and over again. Of, like, you know, why is this bad thing happening that happened with this last person that I dated like months ago? Am I attracting these types of people? And like, you know, am I attracting these types of negative behaviors? Because like, I'm not wanting to attract these negative behaviors. And then, like, something told me one day to go see a psychic. And around this time that I was doing that, I was actually, you know, getting really into, like, meditation. And I'd be talking people through meditation. And it turns out the way I was doing it was through hypnosis. And whenever I brought it to a psychic, you know, a professional psychic's attention, you know, she had me do it to her, and she goes, you know, you just hypnotized me, right?
Mm.
And I was like, no. Really? And so she was, you know, I'd play, whenever I hypnotize somebody, I'll play 432 hertz music. You can look that up on YouTube, 432, or any type of meditation music. They're all frequency playing. Every frequency that is played is typically going to tap into a certain part of your mind. So I'll play different frequencies for people if they're struggling with some type of, you know, emotional thing that they're trying to triumph. So say, for example, you're, you know, trying to, you know, get out of this bad habit, or you're, you know, wanting to, you know, stop talking to this person or stop talking about certain things, like I'll play certain frequencies. Now, I will, as I play these frequencies, I'll have like a light or like a lighter. I'll have them focus on the lighter or the light. I'll have them close their eyes, and I'll start having them focus on that light and then explain imagery. So like, for example, I'll have that light shining in front of them. I'll have them close their eyes, and I'll say, imagine a door, and tell me what the door looks like. What does it feel like? So, like, they're explaining to me, like, what it feels like, and they start feeling it. You're putting yourself into that imagination state. So when they put themselves into that imagination state, they're like, oh, like, I feel the door now, and I'm like, now open it. So they open it, and then they tell me, I'm like, what do you see? And they're like, I see a long road that's broken, and there's glass all over, and I'm seeing a rope above me, and I'll be like, grab that rope and start climbing it. Tell me what you see. And then they'll start journeying into their mind more deeper and deeper, and then they start seeing people that really affected them, or, you know, a situation that really affected them. And then that's where the root of the problem comes from. So, like, when I do hypnosis with people, I'm untrained. I should genuinely go to a college or a facility to go and actually do more research on this. But, you know, for somebody who has not been properly trained, I think I'm really good at it.
So, when you're...
Yeah. Definitely hooked me just then, yeah.
Yeah, like when you're hypnotizing someone, like, then at the end of it, do they come out of it with a clearer mind, with that, like, thing that was bothering
Absolutely.
Them gone, or, like, are they still under hypnosis, or, like,
so how it works is I send them on a journey into their mind,
mm-hmm.
and I make them cut ties in their mm-hmm. mind. So while they're, you know, in that trance in their head, you know, they're at in that point of, hey, how do I get rid of this? And I'll explain them, you know, like, imagine a knife and then cutting that rope, and then they fall. And then I say, imagine yourself falling onto a pillow, and then I'll be like, open your eyes. And then they come out of it, and they're like, oh, sometimes they remember the trance that I put them in, or sometimes they don't.
So can someone, so say someone's like listening to this right now, and they want to get in contact with you, or maybe like they, I don't know if you like charge for this, or maybe they just want to try doing something on their own. Like, is there any advice you can give to someone? Like, I know they're not going to be under hypnosis because you're not there being able to do that, but is there any like advice you can give anyone that's like listening that might feel like they want to get negative stuff out?
My advice to people who are wanting to kind of figure themselves out is there are many forms of everything online. I currently just went through something that I'm struggling with, and it's been bothering me. But then, you know, I remember there are sources online. I may not be able to afford going to a psychiatrist or going to a therapist or, you know, things like that. But there are people like me who are online who, you know, will talk you through certain situations, will start talking you through meditation. There are meditations that you can look up online. literally just look up, you know, 432 hertz music, look up meditation. Meditation is very important to be able to tap into those feelings, because once you are able to tap into those feelings and, you know, recognize what habits that you're having that are making you feel that way, you know, you're able to recognize it and be able to control it. Because, like, you know, even like with manifestation, I talk about that a lot too, is like what you say will, you know, bring, you know, yourself to bring those things to you. So, like, say, I am going to start this podcast that I've been wanting to for a long time. You may not have the equipment right now, but something is going to come to you. You know, always remember that, like, at the end of the day, like, if you say it, it's going to happen. If you say I'm lazy and I don't want to get up today, then you're going to be lazy and you're not going to get up today. But if you say, and even, you know, people who are listening, you know, remember at the end of the day, like, you took the effort to come on and listen to us talk about this. Now take the extra two steps and type into YouTube, you know, how can I get over this, or how can I get over this? Because there's multiple people. I listen to, there's a girl named Gem Goddess on YouTube that is amazing. There is Shanetta's Divine Tarot. You know, a lot of people may not, you know, relate or understand tarot, but, like, you know, it's not about, you know, I'm not telling you your future, I'm telling you what could happen, and it's your, you know, step to make to fix whatever is currently happening in your life. I've gone to psychics and they have, you know, told me, like, the path that I could be on, and I've, everything that they have said has come true, because I've, you know, might listen to somebody being like, oh, if you keep going down this path, or if you keep doing this, this is going to happen. You know, choose something different. Choose your reality.
That's interesting. Well, and we'll put your YouTube and all your links up too, so if someone does want to get, if anyone wants to get in contact with Kai, they can.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I did find that article from Haley Steinfeld. She has an article on Forbes and Billboard, so there's two different ones out there. They're super long, so I'm like, I don't know which one it is, but she's got them out there.
Again, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate both your insight, and I'm really hoping that this can make a difference and that this could help some people.
Helped me, man. It's really nice to hear and talk to someone and experience their vibrations. Gets me out of my vibration, absolutely, in a good way. So yeah, thanks a lot, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming on. It was very insightful, and I like that you touched on a whole bunch of different topics there that all kind of blended together nicely.
Thank you.
I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah,
it does.
Yes. Vibration blender.
I'm gonna get off here, but again, thank you guys so much. While we're on here, if you're looking for me or what I do, I'll give some of my media handles real quick. You can find me on, I actually just started a new TikTok today called Manifesting Me. And I'm gonna be, you know, showing, you know, music and tarot and you know, good help, you know, kind of give more suggestions that way. I do a lot with media. You can find me at I've been changing all my media handles here recently, so give me one second. It's
manifesting a new me.
You can find me at Kai Chameleon on both Instagram, and you can also find me on TikTok as Kai Chameleon as well.
Nice. Okay. Kai Chameleon.
Great.
Is that chameleon with a K or a C?
With a C.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Good call. Well, thank you, Kai. I want to thank you again for coming on and sharing your advice and your insight with everyone and all the listeners.
Yeah, it's been great,
well,
man.
Well, again, you know, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate what you guys do. I really hope that you guys have a good rest of your day, and I will see you guys next time.